Rabbits are not what they seem to be. Welcome to Night Vale.
In fact, nothing is what they seem to be in the podcast Welcome to Night Vale. It's a series of broadcasts from a community radio station read by station announcer Cecil Baldwin. But as you might be able to tell, this community is on the surreal side. Welcome to Night Vale is an internet phenomenon. It's been downloaded more than 100 million times since its launch in 2012. And now the podcast has been turned into a novel. Joseph Fink and Jeffrey Craner are the co-creators of the show and the book, and they join us from New York. Welcome to both of you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Well, I think we should just start off by giving listeners a little more of a feel of Welcome to Night Vale. And here's kind of a typical public service announcement from the podcast.
The city council announces the opening of a new dog park at the corner of Earl and Somerset near the Ralphs. They would like to remind everyone that dogs are not allowed in the dog park. People are not allowed in the dog park. It is possible you will see hooded figures in the dog park. Do not approach them. Do not approach the dog park.
So what is going on in the dog park?
It's hard to say.
Yeah,
it's hard
isn't
to
it?
Say. Just don't think about that so much. You know, it's just a municipal dog park. It'll be fine. What's the worst that could
It'll
happen?
It'll be fine.
How hard can it be?
What's the worst that could happen? I mean, that's kind of the question, isn't it? Well, so let me ask you, where did the idea for the podcast come from?
You know, Jeffrey and I have been writing together for about 6 years. We wrote a play together and performed it in the East Village, which is where you perform plays. And afterwards, you know, we both really loved podcasts, and I really wanted to do a podcast with Jeffrey, but I didn't want to do one that sounded like any podcast that already existed. And so several months and me getting fired from a job happened, and then I came up with this idea of a weird desert town where every single conspiracy theory is true. Just started writing little bits from that town, not sure what I was doing, and then eventually pieced together that pilot episode just to see if it was even a viable idea.
A lot of the inspiration of Night Vale came out of solo storytelling. Joseph and I have done a lot of work in the theater here in downtown Manhattan, and there's a lot of – you know, here's the thing. When you make theater in performance art and off Broadway in downtown Manhattan, you don't have a lot of money because you're a person who makes theater and you live in New York. And so a lot of times you sort of forego the idea of like sets and costumes and you just rely on your ability to stand in place and tell an audience a good story. And I think that I think that we think about the format of the show as kind of a community radio show because it kind of fits that for a podcast, for an audio-only experience, kind of seemed the right kind of format for the show.
Yeah. Well, let's listen to another clip from the podcast because this one has to do with something which seems to be kind of a recurring theme in Night Vale. So let's listen.
Sources say that the used and discount sporting goods store on Flint Drive is a front for the world government. This is based on extensive study of the location and also because it has a black helicopter pad on which black helicopters regularly depart and land. Fairly unusual for a used and discount sporting goods store. We sent our intern, Chad, to try buying a tennis racket and have not heard back from him for several weeks.
Poor Chad. What is up with interns in Night Vale?
You know, interning can be a dangerous job.
Mm-hmm.
You might have to work long hours for no pay. You might be murdered by the world government. You don't know what's going to happen.
Beware the black helicopters for sure. I mean, I'm just wondering though, I hate to turn this wonderful moment into something a little more serious, but I did hear or read that Joseph, like you went through something of a family tragedy too in before the podcast got launched or sort of in the early days of it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a sort of a realization that I only came to recently. But, you know, my father, he had a lot of medical problems for years. And then he died this summer before I started writing Night Vale. And I was also dealing with a lot of anxiety issues at the time. And so I think a lot of Night Vale was me dealing with kind of the combination of grief and anxiety I was dealing with, which led to this town where death and danger is kind of all around, but you have to learn how to live with it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so this is interesting because I mean, you're doing that in a crafted world where, as you said earlier, every single conspiracy theory is true. So that gives you total free range for your imagination. I mean, it's kind of you can't think of a more fertile ground as a writer.
Oh, absolutely not. Yeah, when we started writing the first few episodes, Joseph and I talked about how we could sort of do anything we wanted here with Welcome to Night Vale. You know, we wanted to stick to a sort of a strict continuity, but you can kind of build out from the idea of conspiracies. Like anything could be a cover for something else. Anything could be true and real. And we've kind of taken the approach, not dogmatically, but one of the ways we've approached it has been like taking the absurd and making it mundane, or taking the mundane and making it absurd. So it is kind of interesting to have this small town community radio station just sort of reporting casually about a used sporting goods store being a front for the world government, as casually as it might talk about like the local high school football schedule.
It's that time of year again, listeners. This Friday night is Night Vale High School's homecoming game. I'm not much of a sports fan, but this is the one game I truly care about. All of the Night Vale High alumni come together for it. Everyone, current students, former students, students long dead, future students who aren't born yet. It's the one night we can see our loved ones who have been lost to time and mortality. The dead alumni come out at halftime, and we all get to visit with them while the marching bands go spear hunting for dinner.
I'm wondering, though, are there limits to what can happen in Welcome to Night Vale? I mean, do you ever consider a storyline or an event that you want to write into the podcast, but you think that actually can't possibly happen in this place?
Not really. We sat down early on and we said, it was really actually the first meeting we had about Night Vale. We sat down in a bar to talk through what it would be. The first thing we said was we can do whatever we want. We can go as weird as we want. We can go as poetic as we want, as long as we have continuity. And that was the important thing. As long as the things that happened had weight and continued to affect the world, then you could do anything you wanted within that.
The show's been downloaded more than 100 million times. I mean, why do you guys think it has hit such a nerve?
I think part of it is goes back to why I started writing it in the first place, which is this thing of life is scary. It really is, and it's scary for a lot of people, and that can be hard to deal with. It used to be very hard for me to deal with. And life in Night Vale is very scary. You know, Night Vale is full of conspiracies and literal monsters. But people in Night Vale just get on with their lives. People in Night Vale don't spend a lot of time worrying about that. They just live, and kind of whatever happens, happens. And I think there is something very comforting and helpful about that when you're trying to deal with real life. This, you know, in Night Vale, it's alien abductions, and in real life, it's cancer. But both are kind of unknowable and impossible to predict and terrifying. And so having this model of a community that just lives with this stuff and is okay, it's certainly helpful for me to write,
right.
For my own life. And I think we've heard from a lot of fans that, you know, they fall asleep listening to Night Vale, which seems odd. You know, you'd think it might be a little creepy, but hearing people be calm around creepiness can be very comforting.
So I want to talk about taking Welcome to Night Vale and putting it into an entirely different medium, into the new book, the novel. What were the challenges there?
We obviously, when we write in a new form, we want to think about how that form works. You can't write a novel the same way you write something that's designed for people to listen to. We thought a lot about visual rhythm, sentence length, paragraph length, and how that related to how people read it in a way that we don't have to when writing for audio. The biggest thing that we really had to think through was how to end it because, the way that a continuing podcast works is it's kind of a juggling act. You're constantly landing stories, but you're at the exact same time throwing more stories in the air because otherwise you don't have anywhere to go. You always need to have something in the air. But with a book, everything needs to land at the end. You can't leave a bunch of stuff hanging. And so it wasn't like it was an impossible challenge, but it was definitely something new to think through of how do we take everything we've set up in this book and have it all come together in a way we don't have to in the podcast. Yeah.
So finally, I guess I'm wondering, how long can you see Welcome to Night Vale going on for?
I think we can do this as long as it's still fun for us. I mean, the making of Night Vale came out of Joseph and I enjoying working together and wanting to make a thing that we both enjoyed. And the really wonderful part about it is that a lot of other people enjoyed it too. And as long as there are ways for us to keep putting these stories out via podcast or novel or our touring live stage show or whatever it is we're doing, I think we'd want to keep doing that. It's still very fun for us, and there's still so much to do in Night Vale and with Night Vale. So as long as time keeps happening, I think we'll be pretty good.
Unfortunately, or perhaps unfortunately, I don't know, there will always be new conspiracy theories to inspire you.
That's probably a good thing.
Well, Jeffrey Craner and Joseph Fink are the creators of Welcome to Night Vale, the wildly popular podcast, and now the new novel. It was really great to talk with both of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
It's Here and Now.